Quincy finally got it. You're working on a list of other possible suspects. Yes, the Fed can be taught. Quincy arched a brow. She wasn't just edgy this afternoon, she was brutally cutting. May I ask who you have listed? Charlie Kenyon, Principal Vander Sanden, the mysterious man in black, and now Richard Mann. I thought the principal had an alibi. At first glance, but you never really know until you start applying pressure. Charlie Kenyon makes sense, Quincy mused after a moment, deciding it would be most productive to play along. An older, influential kid. We already know he has trouble with authority and likes to hang around the school. I'm less convinced about the principal. Even if it was a love affair gone awry, I have a hard time seeing him shooting two students and an even more difficult time seeing him coerce Danny into taking the blame. Strong authority figure. Danny can't stand up to his own father, so why should he be able to stand up to the school principal? Plus, you heard his last words in the interview. The kid's scared. When you're in elementary school, who seems more all-powerful and all-knowing than your principal? Her logic wasn't bad. But then there is Vander Zanden's reaction to consider. He appears genuinely grief-stricken. Rainey granted that. Then her eyes lit up. What about his wife? Quincy exhaled slowly and watched her scribble it down. Her movements were feverish. She was trying too hard. Rainey, why are you making this list? Focus. This investigation lacks focus. You already have a suspect in custody. That appears very focused to me. Yes, but we don't know if he's the right suspect. His fingerprints on the casings haven't convinced you? They didn't convince you. I'm paid more to be skeptical. Rainey set down her pen. She paused long enough to look him in the eye, and Quincy was startled by the sight of her pale skin stretched taut over her gaunt face. Apparently, she was foregoing food as well as sleep. It was only a matter of time, then, until she crashed.